If Krishna mouth is like little so much, like a baby, and Yashodama saw every world and Golok, Vrindavan, everything in his little mouth. So a dust of Vrindavan is endless. By the wish of Krishna it comes so little and sometimes it becomes so weak. Every dust has this power of Vrindavan. Because each dust of Vrindavan is himself Balde Prabhu. No? So in upper part of Vaikunth is called Krishna Lok. Krishna Lok is divided into three and whole as a combination together are called Golok. In Golok there are three divisions. The boundary line is called Golok. No? And first part, lower part is called Dwarka. Middle part is called Mathura. And upper part is called Braja, Vrindavan, Gokul. All the same. But also there are something a speciality in them. There also is Gokul, Mahaban, 12 forests, 12 upa forests, sub-forests, and 12 branch upa forests. In them, Gokul first, where Vatsalya Leela was past time going on. Then Vrindavan, Pauganda and Kishore Leela is there. It is spread over 32 crores. No, 12, solar. 16 crores. That is 32 miles. From Vrindavan actually, nowadays we see from the Jamuna to Govardhan Hill, Nandgaon, Barsana or our greater Vrindavan. This is superior. And in Vrindavan, Govardhan is And in Govardhan, Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda are most superior. This is the highest Golok Vrindavan. Why it has been divided into three? Why? According to the माने प्रेम की सत्ता के कारण प्रेम की स्थिति के कारण स्थिति की इन द्वारका देयर इज सम एपुलेंस ऑफ कृष्ण दैट ही इज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ भगवान मथुरा लेस समथिंग this apples and less in Vrindavan and develop prem is more in Vrindavan less in Mathura and more less in according to appellants of and Bhagavata. Bhagavata means appellant. That Krishna is then Bhagavan. This is called Aishwarya mood, Aishwarya bhav, appellant. Aishwarya bhav mostly in Golok. There are Radha and Krishna. But there, the mood of Swakiya Bhava is prominent. Krishna is always there, like himself, God. So many appellants, more than Narayan also. In Dwarka, some less this mood. Prem is beginning from there. In Golok, he will not be son of Nanda Baba or Vasudeva Devaki. Only he will be like husband, but sometimes no marriage, nothing there. Always in opulence and as per the mood. Srimati Radhika there, but always doing pranam in the Lord, like Lakshmi. In Dwarka, this mood is somewhat covered. Like he becomes the prince of Dwarka Vasi, he is husband of all the kings, marriage party is going on. Sometimes Satyabhama may do man, and Krishna being supreme personality of Godhead, he may come and he will try to pacify his anger. I have done mistake like this. In Golok never. No? But more, this affluence and Aishwarya Bhav is covered in Mathura. Sometimes Krishna becomes 400 at the time of birth, and Vasudeva Devaki began to pray him that, oh, you are himself God. We remember of past births that we have some benediction from you, pleasing you. And he told that, I will be son, your son. So you have come here. And they saw that he is 400, having Sankha Chakra, Gada Padma, all these things. And he was at the time, he was young. His head was so curly.
Waving.
And so much golden ornament, especially Kastubha, money, and all other things. Not as an ordinary boy, he came. So they began to pray. And when he became a baby of 200, they were very worried how to protect this boy. So if he knew that Krishna is himself Bhagavan, and he can protect all, and he can kill Kans in a moment, why he took him to Gokul? But he forgets this. So in one platform, side by side, appellance is there, Bhagavata is there, and other hand, Madhuri is there also. Dwarka never like this. But in Braja, anyone does not know that he is himself supreme personality of God. Gopis tell, can you bring the shoes of your father? Krishna goes very gladly, quite naked, a boy of very only 2 years, dancing he goes and takes his father's shoes on his head, and dancing he comes to Gopis. Gopis tells Krishna, giving some lalach, greed, that if you dance and sing so sweet, then we give you one laddu. And Krishna sing towards them with very greedy eyes, and then takes his one hand here like this, and then, oh, very good. And they give. Where is Bhagavata? Anyone does not know Bhagavata there in Vrindavan? All covered by Madhur Bhav. What is Madhur Bhav? whether there is appellant or not, no harm. It may be so much appellant, but they think that he is our worldly brother, like worldly friends, like worldly beloved. So Krishna took Govardhan in his hand in Vrindavan in the very shape of only 7 years old, very beautiful Kishore or Pogand, but in the same shape, not being so fat, so long and anything, no forehanded, smiling, singing on float, and making joke with all the gopis there. Gopis are telling his. What gopis are telling? The elder persons are telling, father, mothers like, that Nanda Baba has certainly did of Narayan. That is why he is saving him. So he has come in Krishna and he has done this. And what gopis? Gopis are taking on their eyes Govardhan. Oh Govardhan, be there. Don't be heavy on Krishna. Otherwise he will. So Govardhan is there. And who is taking on the left hand and more left this?
Lost.
And on this?
Fingertip.
Because Radha lives always in the left side of Sri Krishna. So this all power potencies is of Radhika. So Radhika has taken it. So in Vrindavan there is so much opulence, but yet it is covered with Madhurya Bhav. He is telling that Krishna always playing in Golok, but not in Golok, not in Mathura, Dwarka, he is in Vrindavan, Gokul, Radha Kunda, all this is in Vrindavan, with his all associates. All moods are there. Someone wants to argue like this, that in India there is a famous person who has written so big Chaitanya Chaitanya, Radhanath. His name, like Sahajiya, that there is no mood of Parkiya Bhava in Braja. So if anything is not seed, how it can come in this world? So everything is there in Braja Vrindavan. So he is telling, Purna Bhagavan Krishna Goloke Braja Saha Nitya Vihar. Everything, Parkiya Bhava and all other things in Vrindavan. And from there he has descended with all in this Bhauma Vrindavan. In each universe there is a Vrindavan. And that is called where he comes and plays in this world. This is called Bhauma Vrindavan. There is no difference in Bhauma Vrindavan and there. Practically they are same, but there is some difference. Anyone cannot realize and see always playing Krishna there in Bhauma Vrindavan. But if anyone can go there having prem and he is perfect in prem, then in Golok Vrindavan he will see always playing Krishna there, he is telling. So those who are telling that there is no Parkiya Bhava in Vrindavan, there is no birth of Krishna there, always in Kishore, they are wrong. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given explanation for this. So he is telling here that in Vrindavan, in that proposed in Gokul Vrindavan. Vrindavan, this in 16 crores, Krishna always playing there. And from there he comes one time in one Brahma's day. How he is explaining, we are going to explain. One kirtan should be done. Saranagati, that is Saranagati? Surrender. Can you explain? Stand up and explain these three principles of Saranagati with the example.
Example?
Yes, you should set example. Like first Saranagati example. First Saranagati and then its example. Second example. Third example. Like six. I will in the time in this time I can ask anyone, so be prepared for this. Don't think that she is telling. I may call anyone. First Saranagati and its example.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur describes the six kinds of Saranagati in his glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give ecstatic love of Krishna through these six limbs of Saranagati. And the first one he names is Chainya, or humility. And one example of humility.
What?
Humility, Chainya?
Come in the line order. First
accepting
I told.
Accepting everything favorable.
Yes.
In Krishna's service. And rejecting everything unfavorable.
This is second.
First. Accepting everything favorable in Krishna's service.
Yeah. Who is the example? And so many, all devotees.
Prahlad Maharaj accepted all the chastisements of his father as favorable for remembering Krishna.
You can give example of Ambarish Maharaj.
Ambarish Maharaj,
how he used to serve by his all senses.
Maharaj Ambarish used all nine parts of bhakti. He engaged his legs in walking to the temple of the Lord. He engaged his nose in smelling the incense offered to the Lord. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of the Lord. And he also personally performed the arti of his deity. He engaged his hands in cleaning the temple of the Lord. He first of all engaged his mind in always thinking of the Lord. And in this way he engaged everything that he owned in the Lord's service.
And his kingdom?
And his kingdom he also engaged.
How? His wife and children? We'll have to learn all these things by all these things. How Ambarish Maharaj utilized everything in the service of Krishna, which was favorable. He made his kingdom also favorable, his five children. He made all Krishna servants. He used to apne arth ko rupe ko monies in preaching Krishna name and fame, making temples, making all these things. helping devotees all, that they are all Krishna's servants, myself same. They are all servant of Krishna. So he used to take all the things favorable for Krishna. Govinda Bhakta. Second, how he, anyone, unfavorable things to be. Yes. Any example?
Many examples to them. One example is Bali Maharaj.
Yes.
That
what he did?
When his spiritual master,
very
Shukracharya.
Good answer.
He was.
Be ready his, all.
His guru, but his guru told him not to give the land, three sets of land to Vamadeva, because this little Brahmin boy was actually,
don't you see?
Was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead in disguise. So he had to make a choice. So because he knew that ultimately what is favorable, to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it was unfavorable to follow his guru in that situation. So he shows the example of, even if the spiritual master gives one the wrong path, that's unfavorable, and one should always take the path of pure devotion service.
Any other example?
Another example that comes to mind is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the sense that when he was in his grihastha situation and he was performing preaching activities, namahat preaching, at his home, from his home. But when it became unfavorable, in the sense that his wife became too much, she was too much opposing, and she sold his
children's sons also,
and
sons, everyone,
and they opposed and presented too much of an obstacle, then he could understand that that situation was unfavorable, and then he took to Vanaprastha ashram.
Any more examples? Gopis himself, herself.
The gopis are the supreme example.
Left there, husband.
Pratikul Yasya.
Bharat Maharaj, Bharat, the brother of Ram.
Yes, Bharat Maharaj also is another example, that when his mother, Kaikeyi, she acted in such a way towards Lord Ramachandra, then he renounced his relationship with her. He saw that to be unfavorable.
Why?
Because
her mother?
Mother Kaikeyi had she had a benediction, she had a boon that she could ask from her husband Maharaj Dasarath.
What?
And she asked that Ram would be banished to the forest.
Mm.
And that Bharat would become king.
Why he asked the benediction that Ram should go to forest? What was needed? She should simply told her, told to that Dasarath, Bharat will be the king.
Yeah.
Only this way.
But
why?
She was fearing that if Ram was still in the kingdom, then somehow some things would be manipulated so that he would again become king. So in this way, she asked that he be banished to the forest, and also that Bharat be made king.
Any other example? Naveen? Naveen? By sitting? If you not, no. You should learn and always remember all these things. Any situation, any problem which is not helpful for Krishna, at once give up. Don't wait worry about that.
Pratikulasa
vivarjanam,
that means
sweet
is not.
Tumi example bolo.
Favor we have to reject the immediate. So Prahlad Maharaj, when he was in Iran, his father sent him to school, and when he returned, asked him, which you have learned, which is the best? Your teachings you have learned from your school.
Prakar.
Then Prahlada Maharaj explained, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasa Sakkamatma Nirvedanam, Iti Tumsar Pita Vishnu, Hostiske Namalakhana, Kriyed Bhagavata Dhatan Manya Rita Uttamam. So I told that Savan means hearing and Kirtan, he explained about all things in Navavida Bhakti. His father became furious. His father wanted to kill him at any cost in different ways. But Prahlada Maharaj never fearful. Always he was strong and he rejected his father. So here is a teaching that if anyone will be unfavorable for
even father, even guru, even husband, even mother, even son, even wealth, anything, even king, even a big society, kick it at once, Dr. Krishna. So this is the
जिनके प्रिय न राम भई देहि तजो कोटि वैरी समझब दब परमस नहि तजो पिता प्रहलाद प्रहलाद मा इज्जत फादर डिरीसन बंधु डिरीसन लीज ब्रदर बिकॉज रामचंद्र किंग रावण स्टोलन सीता देवी द विटानल पोटेंशियल रामचंद्र डिरीसन रिक्वेस्ट हिम नॉट टू डू सो रिटर्न हिम रिटर्न हर बैक टू रामचंद्र डिरीसन Don't agree with his proposal, he kicked him. Then Vibhishan leave all
left his brother.
Left his brother, kingdom, everything. So with the soul is king, then king also, kingdom also, relative also. So Vibhishan leave all of them. King, kingdom, relative, left all of them. So Vibhishan Bandhu, Bharat Mahatari, which Gaminabhu told, Bharat Maharaj, that means younger brother of Ramchandra, leave his mother. In the end, the last days of Kaikeyi, Ramchandra's kingdom, when Ramchandra was ruler of Ayodhya, then mother Kaikeyi asked Ramchandra, "Oh Ramchandra, I want something from you." Ramchandra, "Yes, if you want my life also, I can give it, I can donate you for your service." Then Kaikeyi Devi told that, "I want that Bharat will address me only one time in my whole life, mother." Then Ramchandra told, "Yes, I shall try." Then Ramchandra went to Bharat and asked Bharat, "Oh my dear brother, I have one request. Can you obey my order?" Then Bharat Maharaj thinks, now he is in a dilemma. "Oh, before ordering I fulfill all his desires, why is asking so? There must be some mysterious thing." He told this lion simply, "Yes, I can carry out all of your orders. I can live up my heart and soul also, offer life also for your service, but on one condition, I should not address Maharani Kaikeyi as a mother." So Bharat Maharaj leave Kaikeyi forever, not address him as a mother. He cut off his all relative with mother and son. So Bharat Mahatari, Tajyo Pita Prahlad Vibhishan Bandhu Bharat Mahatari Guru Bali Tajyo. Bali Maharaj leave his guru. Guru never rejected. If Gurudev will be in the way of service of Vaishnav, Guru and God, then he will reject. He will be not allowed to, but he will be hate Vaishnavas. Then he must be rejected. Guru Vaishnava is the teacher. और गुरु अभी अवलोक्त कार्य कार्य अजान उत्पत प्रतिपन्न परित्यग विधीयते. तो बलि महाराज रिजेक्ट इज गुरुदेव. बलि महाराज व्हेन ही वाज डोनेटिंग एवरी चैरिटी गिविंग सम चैरिटी एवरी डे देन वन डे ब्राह्मण डे केम इन डिस्गाइज ऑफ हिज ब्राह्मण बॉय
वेरी ब्रीफली
एंड ही वांट सम डोनेशन सम चैरिटी. He told, "If you what you want, I can give you." He told, "Oh, now I am a simple Brahmin boy. I am always peaceful. I want only sweetest land for my sadhan bhajan." Then he told, "Yes, no problem." Then he told, "Do sankalpa." When he tried to do sankalpa, water is not coming. Then Bhamandev replied, "You are here so many servants, they could not clean it properly. So what I said, coming, better bring one grass, Kush by name, Kush. You can push it, then water will come out. If there is any dirt inside, it will go up inside. When you do it, then blood is coming. Also, if anyone will be of way of service of God, then he has to be blind. So, Boli Maharaj rejected Gurudev Shukracharya, he became blind in one eye. Because he is in a way of service of God, so he loses one eye forever. So, Boli Guru Tayo, Kantaraya Balitan, the gopis, they live there, they let their husbands. In this world, our brother, sister, or relative are our favorite, but most favorite in this universe, for her wife, husband is most favorable and most near and dear. They can leave his son, they can leave his relative, father-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, anyone, but they could not reject husband very easily. But the gopis of Braj, they leave their husband also for service of Krishna. They come in a way of service of Krishna, so they leave their husband also. So, in this Last. One prayer, all example is there.
Last.
Hare Krishna.
Hare. Then, what comes?
Rokshishwati te vishyato.
Yes, sir. You should sit down. Taking too much time.
Krishna is always protecting his devotees. Example is Draupadi,
yes.
Who was.
Name all. They know all Draupadi.
Yes.
And?
Kunti Devi, Pandavas,
yes.
Always heard. So many problems, so many obstacles came, but they always remember Krishna under any circumstances.
Like Haridas Thakur.
Haridas
he remembered. And he was anyone was killing him, but he. They know that Krishna is protector, always he. And Atmanivedan, Bali Maharaj has offered his whole thing in the lotus feet of Bamandev. Atmanivedan. More than that, Arjun has given himself. All are in Arjun. All these things are any good devotees, perfect devotees. First this will come, then he will be perfect devotees, then he can enter in Bhakti Rev. If you are fearing for all these six, then you are losing your time, losing. You cannot enter. Whether you want to enter in Bhakti Rev, or to satisfy the persons in this world for your making money and all these things. What you want? I think if you are bona fide Vaishnava and want to be, then don't worry for all these things. Keep them all aside and try to enter in Bhakti Rev. Having so much faith is strong to Krishna. He will surely save us. Then why to fear? Now, we are coming in Chaitanya. Krishna always playing in Golok Vrindavan with his all associates. Five kinds of associates are there. Sant, Dasya, Mor, Sakya Mor, all are there. All Krishna thinks they are something. Taking all Brajabhumi, all ever liberated mayur, peacocks, and all birds, all cows, all associates, friends, mother, father, every taking from that place. Also, Jamuna River is not a general river of world. Mountain Govardhan, everything from there he came. And in this world he, in Braja, he lived for 9 years age or 10 years. And after that he went to Mathura, and after that he went to Dwarka. So when he was flying in Braja here, in Vrindavan, this very Vrindavan, still he is playing. All associates and all are there. But if there is no bhakti, he cannot see. And sadharana bhakti will not do. Sadharana means only bhakti. It should come in the stage of bhav. Then he can, time to time, he can realize and see. Otherwise not. So he comes in this world to sprinkle his mercy to all jivas who are doing sadhana, who are not doing sadhana, who are matured up to bhav, who has come as a prem also to bestow his mercy, to
elevate
them. So he comes in one day, in only one time, and when the time is over, time was over, he was what? Antardhyan.
Disappeared.
With all Braja, all associates, all places. And he is thinking something there. He is thinking that Chirakal nahi kari prema bhakti dan, bhakti bina jagater nahi avasthan. What is the purpose of Swami?
For a long time, Krishna says, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Therefore, the Lord seldom awards pure transcendental love, but without such pure love of God, free from fruitive activities and empiric speculation, one cannot attain perfection in life.
I think there are so many devotees that here, they have all Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all Chaitanya Charitamrita has his Swamiji's purpose. But I think that no one of his own devotees has explained all these things to you. Why? Why? Such a beautiful, such a powerful thing. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this. They cannot explain this thing. Why? Because they are not interested in all this. So we must try to be in the association of the Vaishnavas who are interested in these things, not only worldly things. We have not come to this world, and after that we will have to give up all these things. So why we should worry for this? Bhaktivedanta Swami has also come for this purpose, to give all these things. But I think very rare persons realize that he has come for this purpose only. They saw that he was cutting jungles, and they joined in cutting jungles, and they are thinking that, oh, jungle cutting is highest thing in this world. We are cutting the jungles to reside there, to make some construction there. So that construction is bhakti construction. If you are always cutting in lakhs and lakhs, but go on doing, there is no scarcity, abhav nahi hai jungle ka. Everywhere jungle, and go on cutting for lives. What is useless? That is his telling. World is bhakti bina jagatir nahi avasthan. What line?
Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless.
So cutting up jungles is also useless if his mood is not to make construction of bhakti in the hearts of pure devotees. This is the main thing. We have not come to make so many construction. I know that in England, in America, also in India, Paris, their bathrooms are more costly than our temples. I know. We should give our whole attention and whole energy in this thing. As it is useful, as our Swamis has done, our Gurus has done, they have also built all these things, they have constructed, they have done, they have cut jungles, they are so powerful. If you are going to cut jungles of Mayabadi, you will be Mayabadi, because you are not so powerful. If you are going to make Sajya and Vishai means?
Material.
To make devotees, the same condition stage will come, like a person who are drowning in the current of a very big river and he did not know how to swim, and he saw that a person is drowning and going in his, he at once jumped, and that person who was drowning he catch hold, and both were drowned and died. So you should first know how to swim, know the tactics how to save yourself, and then you can save him. You should give any rope from the shore, and he will take, he will catch hold, and then you can do. Otherwise you should not jump and you will also die. So we must know all these siddhants, bhakti siddhants, and very powerful by bhakti coming in heart, and then try to save others. Other, if you are not a pure devotee and you are going to make any other devotee, then you will drown in the ocean of these all these things. First you should be qualified for this, and then you can save anyone. So practice bhakti yoga. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So Krishna is telling, thinking that for very long time this affection of Braja, like Sakha, Basal and Madhu, I have not given for a long time. When I went before, since long, in the shape of Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinanda, at that time I have done, but a very long, long period has gone. So I should, because by the, if Prema Bhakti is not there, the world will be destroyed. So I must do. And then he is telling, Sakala Jagate Mor Kare Vidhi Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti Braj Bhav Nahi Paite Shakti. What is the meaning?
Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to the scriptural injunction. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain loving sentiments of the devotees of Brajabhumi.
Yeah. What part?
There's no purport of this one.
Oh.
Next one has a purport.
Again, you should read.
Everywhere in the world, people worship me according...
Try to understand.
People worship me according to the scriptural injunction. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees of
Rajagopi. What is the purport? You can tell. You can tell yours. Or anyone?
I can.
Yes. yes, sitting. No harm.
In the discussion with Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Madhulila, Ramananda Rai explains that even if one follows the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, that is following the rules and regulations of devotional
but
service.
But you should know also that pure Vaidhi Bhakti or impure Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhaktis are of two kinds. What we are doing, it is not Vaidhi Bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, all these things, only to please Krishna, it is Vaidhi Bhakti. But what we are doing, money making, all these things, it is not Bhakti, that's what we are following. Actually, there are so many devotees that they are doing Vaidhi Bhakti. But very rare. When we will see our heart, any other's heart, that we are doing all these things for our own gain, own reputation, own motor, car, purchasing on 75 lakhs, not for Krishna. Why? These are not pure bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti also. So we should try to follow Vaidhi bhakti. But Krishna is telling that I am not satisfied by Vaidhi bhakti also. He is rejecting also. But